Everywhere you look lately, someone is talking about living longer. Biohacking, cold plunges, red light therapy, intermittent fasting, longevity is trending. And let me just say, I get it. Like all of you, I want to feel good, stay sharp, and stay independent for as long as I can. But here is the thing. We are not just trying to outlive everyone else. What really drives longevity? Is it just about how many years we live, or about the quality and energy we carry into each stages of life? We want energy, we want joy, connection, a body that keeps up with our dreams. But all this noise can become overwhelming. What do we actually need to focus on? And more importantly, how do we tailor all this information out there to work with our real everyday lives, especially in our 30s when everything is already go, go, go? Let's unpack that. Welcome to Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s, the podcast where we navigate the twists and turns of life's most transformative decades. I'm Alev Bakan, a health and life coach and founder of Health & Co. If you are in your 30s, this is your guide to slowing down, enjoying the ride, and making smart investments in your future health, wealth, and well-being. And if you are in your 40s, like myself, this is a space to share wisdom, reflect on the lessons learned, and have honest conversations about what this decade really looks like. Let's clear something up. Longevity isn't just about living a long time. That idea is very outdated. We are not trying to be the oldest person in the room just to say that we made it. So the real question is, what's the quality of those years? Longevity is about health span, the years you live with strength, energy, and independence, the years where your body doesn't limit your life. It's about being able to walk, play, think clearly, be active, travel, connect, and most importantly, enjoy the life you have worked so hard to build. Some people confuse aging well with extreme discipline, as if longevity means never aging at all. And let me tell you, some people are making big money selling that fantasy. Maybe they want to live to 120 and look not an age older than 50, and that's their journey. But I'm talking to the people with real lives, with responsibilities, well, tuition payments, meals to cook, stress that ebbs and flows, and dreams they are building brick by brick. For us, longevity isn't about extreme discipline. It's about choices that support our vitality. Longevity is about freedom. It's investing now so you can live more in both quantity and quality later. Here is why I care about this so much, and why I talk about it with every client of mine, especially those in their 30s. Your 30s are this wild middle zone, and you are no longer in your bounce back easily 20s, but you also don't feel the urgency of aging yet. But here is the truth. This is when the blueprint is being written. Sure, it may have started earlier in your life, but now in your 30s, you have got enough maturity, enough self-awareness, and also desire and resources to make better choices. So this is the decade where your choices quietly become your defaults. The stress you don't manage now becomes the burnout you will battle later. The meals you skip, the sleep you sacrifice, the boundaries you ignore, they all add up. So think of it like a bank account. Your health and wellness account will reflect the investment you made in your 30s. And just like your retirement account, you want to invest wisely and consistently, but you don't want to do it out of shame. You want to do it from awareness, because you are the source of the real power. The muscle you build now protects your bones later. The tools you learn now to regulate your nervous system will serve you in every phase of your life. Learning to cook one nourishing meal you actually like be the domino that changes everything. One single mental health app you download could become your lifesaver for the hard times. So don't underestimate the small decisions. Your 30s aren't a waiting room. They are the actual, incredibly real construction sites. So let's talk about the pressure cooker we live in. Wellness influencers are everywhere. Longevity content is getting louder and more prescriptive. But here is what no one says. You can do everything right and still burn out, especially if you are doing it from fear. Obsessing over health can become its own kind of stress. Tracking every step, panicking over a missed workout, hopping from diet to diet, it's not vitality, it's the anxiety in disguise. And we are not trying to control every outcome. We are trying to care for ourselves with compassion and wisdom. And that's what actually builds resilience. It's not just about the green juice and the supplements. It's about how you feel about your choices. So longevity should come from love, desire, not fear. And it's not about being a slave to a routine or to an app. It's about using the technology, the resources, and the ideas out there to create a life plan that works with and for you. So let's shift the lenses. What if longevity wasn't about the perfect health routine, but it's about how deeply you are connected to your life? Well, I often guide my clients into this mindset with questions like, if you knew you were guaranteed to live to your 100, what would you give yourself permission to do? Would you slow down, enjoy your choices more, dream even bigger? And then I ask them to flip the question and ask, if you had only 10 years left, what would matter most to you? Would you be more present with your kids? Would you stop pushing yourself with goals that will be so hard to reach and start living? So the essence of all these questions is to guide my clients and let them see that longevity isn't about numbers. It's about creating a life that honors your now and builds your future with the best resources available. It's about presence and purpose. What do you do with all the information out there? I know you have got 1,000 podcasts, YouTube videos, books, apps, trackers, and I know your feed is full of 5 a.m. routines, hormone hacks, and anti-aging secrets. And some of it is amazing, but trying to do it all, that doesn't lead to longevity. Well, let me tell you, it leads to a nice, good, old-fashioned burnout. So this is where I come in, and this is the coaching work I love and I live for. As a coach, I help women take all the noises and turn it into a system that lives with them. Not something you obey like a drill sergeant, but something that flows with your real life. It's extremely personal, it evolves with you, and it supports you when you are thriving and holds you up when you are struggling. It's a roadmap that adjusts, not a rule book that breaks you. And I don't want you to just consume wellness. I want you to live it in a way that feels good and sustainable for you. Well, friends and family often ask me what method I use, what I eat, and what I recommend them to do. And here is the truth. Every tool in wellness is only as good as how well it fits your life. Let me give you an example. I recently started using Pivol, and I was mentioning about this in my previous episodes too. And that Pivol technique, I love it. It's working great for me right now, and I feel stronger, more connected to my body, and it fits my schedule perfectly. But maybe that's not your path. Maybe you need other kind of exercises or, you know, like something with different timing, with different pace, you know, like walking, Pilates, weights, or even dancing in your kitchen. So the same thing goes for the supplements, for the meal plans and the apps. So they are only helpful if they support your lifestyle, not compete with you, but gets you in and make you also want to do this more and enjoy it. So when I work with my clients, we take the time to analyze everything in their life, their schedule, responsibilities, energy level, preferences, and even past experiences with health and all these routines. And together, we build a plan, a model, a set of habits that support their goals, not just in theory, but in real life with real action. So we co-create a system that not only works today, but has the flexibility to evolve as their life changes. And that's what makes it sustainable, and that's what gets results. What are you walking away today with this episode? Always choose consistency over intensity. Small habits, repeated often, are more powerful than drastic, dramatic changes. Make decisions with your future self in mind, and always ask yourself, does this action, protocol, habit support the person I want to become? Use tech as a tool, not a boss. Track what matters to serve you, not to create extra stress. Listen to your body more than you listen to an app. Invest in real rest. Your nervous system needs recovery, not just productivity. Say yes to joy. Laughing, dancing, connection. These are longevity tools too, and they are often ignored and not marketed that way. Build a system that grows with you. Let go of perfection and focus on progress. Well, longevity isn't about chasing immortality. It's about creating a life you actually want to live and also feeling good while living it. And if you are in your 30s, now is the time. You have more power than you think. You have more time than you think. And you have more energy than you think. And you don't have to figure it out all alone. If you are over your 30s, it's never too late. And I will be honored to work with you to build your roadmap together. If this episode resonated with you, send it to a friend, share it in a group chat, or better yet, start a conversation. Because this is how change begins. Not with fear, but with awareness, curiosity, and connection. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at HealthandCoUSA. And thanks for listening. Until next time, be good to yourself.